and all of the forces in the industry that impinge upon that market. The third one are the forces in society, social, cultural, political, international politics, and so forth. That is the environment in which this organization operates. Streams. Okay? You need to have a strategy that serves the stream. That's usually called the business plan. What is your distinctive competency? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses and limitations? And you carefully think through, what's our position? What kind of a market are we going to go after? What's going to be our unique posturing on the product itself or the services? What do we want to be known for? That's our strategy, see? And that itself comes out of a sense of vision and these principles we're talking about, which we could call the mission statement. So that the strategic path flows out of the vision, the mission, but also reflects the reality out there in the stream, in the environment. Now, how do you organize? That's called structure. For instance, what is the chain of command? What is the line of authority? Is it a hierarchical? Is it a flat organization? Is it a matrix organization? How do you organize yourself? That's structure. What are systems? Systems would be analogous to the blood supply inside the body. Be analogous to communication, reinforcement, nutrients, see? The reward system, the information system, the recruiting system, the selection system, the training and development system. The problem-solving systems. How do you set up budgets? How do you compare realities against those budgets? How do you solve the differences? What are the systems? What are the day-to-day processes and practices? That whole business we'll call systems.